Erica, let's start with a definition. How would you define the tailings, the fine fluid tailings and the composite tailings?
Fluid fine tailings are composed of fine particulate matter, including clay and water, and they're a product of the extraction process, a derivative of the oil sands.
And what is the big challenge for Syncrude in terms of dealing with these types of tailings?
These tailings manifest themselves at about 30 to 35% solids, and left in that state, they're not trafficable. So composite tailings is one technology in a suite of technologies that Syncrude is pursuing to contain these fluid fine tailings in a trafficable and reclaimable surface.
There's many different people who are working on different aspects of trying to deal with these tailings. What is your role? What are you working on?
The biggest project I'm working on at this point in time is called the CT TREMI Diffuser Project. And that project is exploring a means to place composite tailings under fluid in a tailings deposit. Historically, we have placed composite tails on a beach, exposed on the surface, but our opportunities are greater, deeper in tailings ponds, and we need to find a way to place the CT at the bottom of these ponds while keeping the material intact.
Is there a tendency for the tailings to kind of separate and float around?
If it's exposed to water and fluids in a turbid fashion, it will tend to re-separate. So the idea of the CT TREMI diffuser is to control the discharge velocity and the energy at the point of deposition.
So how are you doing that?
We're doing that with a piece of equipment that we have innovated from other industries, construction and dredging. The technology is used to place concrete underwater and deposit materials without segregating them. So we've brought that over into oil sands in this relatively young industry, and we've developed it in a unique application for tailings deposition.
So what would make it different from what's been done before, where it was used in this other form and you're now adapting it to the oil sands needs?
Our material is unique and it's an engineered product. And I guess one of the bigger differences is just the pure scale of the operation. With concrete, typically the volumes being placed are finite. This application is a production stream of oil sands production. So it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So it's much larger.
So what have you done to overcome that?
We've developed a large piece of equipment that matches a production train out of the composite tailings plant at our Mildred Lake site. And we have commissioned it in the field to be able to accept large volumes. And we're currently completing the commercial demonstration of this technology and are in the process of adapting it into commercial production.
So are you at liberty to tell me a little bit more of the detail of how it works?
Sure. In essence, the trick is to control the velocity of the material as it is conveyed through the column of water to the bottom of the pond. And we do this with the TREMI part of the TREMI diffuser. And that is a pipe with deceleration elements in it. And that controls the velocity from the surface to the bottom of the pond. And at the bottom of the pond, we have the diffuser, which dissipates the energy through large openings and reduces the discharge velocity at exit.
So if I've got the picture right then, the tailings come in, and then through the pipe as it moves through, it kind of slows it all down, and then the diffuser spreads it out. And then what do you do to keep it in place?
It stays in place just due to gravity. And through the evolution of the pond, as it is filled with material at the end of the day, it'll be drained of fluid and capped with sand and covered with reclamation material as part of our final landscape. This particular deposit is designed as an upland rather than a pond. It will be drained and then vegetated and forested.
So what is the significance of this innovation for the company?
The significance of the innovation allows us to successfully execute our mine and tailings and reclamation plans. And this is expected of us by our owners and by the general public as well.
You say that you've actually been working on this as a commercialization project. What stage are you at now?
We're in the final stages. We actually plan to complete testing, and we'll be following that up with deposit sampling and analysis, and we'll be issuing a final report. But during this time, operations has already recognized some operational benefits to this equipment over other equipment that's been previously used. It's superior in its mobility. It's easier to move around the pond than some of the other equipment that's been used. So they're very interested, and we're getting a lot of support looking at the transition period.
And is this something then that the other companies in the oil sands industry are looking at?
Yes, actually, that's a good question. Through COSIA, which is the Canadian Oil Sands Innovation Alliance, we are sharing the experience and the results of this project with other oil sands operators. And a couple of them are keenly interested and are considering implementation of similar technology.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.